A very good afternoon to you. It is great to have your company. It's Art Week, and I'm continuing my dedication to events, artists, shows and fairs that are taking place in our city. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio some of the team from Local By Design. Rebecca Mickle-Wraith is here, and Layla Ben-Ghassim is here as well. Now, Local By Design is teaming up and working with Dubai Design Days. I guess, Rebecca, if we just start with you and tell us a little bit about what Local By Design is trying to achieve.
Local By Design is a collaborative of four local companies. Basically, what we've done through this collaborative is bring together material suppliers. So we've got Al Khazna Tannery, which is based in Abu Dhabi. We have Soha, which works with more than 200 Emirati artisans to preserve local craft and also create income for the artisans. And we have an emerging designer called Mira Ghanem, who is actually using this almost as a soft launch for her product design. Mm-hmm. We're partnering with Dubai Design Days Dubai to showcase this work and also provide them with a hospitality lounge. So thank you to them.
So I guess if we just start with Layla, the background of it, you have been heavily involved with promoting artists and culture within small communities around the world. How is the focus going here in the UAE at the moment?
We have started the Sugha program about 3 years ago, and it has been Sugha in the local dialect, first of all, means the present that a traveler brings, and Sugha in itself has been a beautiful journey in discovering the local crafts and all the skills that we have helped adapt and cultivate to create a market in the local market. Mm-hmm. So we have worked all over the UAE. We're working currently with the home-based handmade products and artisans that we're trying to convert into micro-businesses.
Mm-hmm. So how important is it, the preservation of cultural skills and passing on of the information of the past, to making these kind of artisan skills viable, commercially viable? Which is more important?
Both. I don't think there's one that's more important than the other, because there's two agendas. I mean, there's one that is to create or empower Emirati artisans and give them some income. And the other is to actually create a design scene or help create that design scene here. And it's all about value add. So it's not just about commodities. It's about actually taking the materials, taking the products, applying design processes to create really quite unique product that is from the UAE itself, mm-hmm. and showing the world what we're capable of doing.
Well, I guess that's just from living here for a little while. It's kind of, you know, it's not very obvious what the UAE can do. So what, Layla, what can they, what is the history? What is the culture? What is the artisan skills that are just waiting to be, you know, explored?
What's fascinating is that despite the small size of the UAE, there are quite diverse cultures, from the Bedouin culture in the western region to the fishing culture in the northern Emirates to the semi-Bedouin mountainous culture in the and also parts of the northern Emirates. And each part of the UAE has its own crafts. The skills are quite different. The sadu, the Bedouin weaving that is practiced in the western region of Abu Dhabi, is almost foreign to some parts of the northern Emirates. So we have worked a lot with the sadu, which is the Bedouin weaving, and we have adapted it into some very interesting products. And the women are becoming extremely creative, the artisans. In the Northern Emirates also, we have groups of men and women who produce different kinds of products using the palm tree. And it's amazing how many products can come out of the palm tree. Mm. But also there's the telly, there's the all the fishing instruments that were also made out of the palm tree. So all those we're trying to adapt into a marketable product to first give an economic opportunity to the artisans so that they can continue doing it and preserving the local heritage.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I interviewed earlier Carlos from the Philippines, and he was talking about their community identity when it comes to art and culture. How important do you think it is for the UAE and the region to attach themselves to crafts and artisanship like you're talking about for their identity?
The local UAE market is quite competitive in itself. It's almost the very, very good quality products in everywhere. So that has always been a challenge. To if we want to create a market for the local artisans, then really the product has to be up to the standards of the market. I think there are a lot of human talents that are still need to be discovered in the UAE and unleashed.
Mm-hmm. One of the you mentioned that women were a lot of, you know, the weavers and things. Just how receptive have they been to your wanting to raise their profile and encourage people to purchase their items and even to become their own entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm. It's the challenge is that the economic development was so fast in the UAE that the tradition and culture did not have there was no slow pace as other countries that it would adapt with time. So what happened is that there was the economic development was so fast and there was a total cut with the old traditions. In fact, we have an artisan who weaves beautiful beach bags made of palm leaf, and her daughter, who's 40 years old, has never knew that her mother can weave palm trees, so palm leaf. So it's exciting that we're getting women interested in getting back to the skills they master. Mm-hmm. Now we need to get them to another level, because also we want to get the youth excited. If the youth is not excited and is not part of what we do, then it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So we're working with we're developing partners. So we're working with Rebecca, with Mira Ghanem, the designer, with Al Khazna Tanri, to make the products more trendy, more economically interesting, and more fitting with the today's reality, so that the youth can get involved.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, Lela was just talking about there being an interest in the products that are coming out of the UAE. Just what level do you think the products and the interest is for designs and products and traditional artisan work is there on the global scale?
Oh, tremendous. I think when you see that the popularity of sites like Etsy.com, which is dedicated to handicraft, it's like an eBay site, that's showing that the West in particular is very interested in these, what I call exotic or indigenous products. I think that when tourists come to the UAE, this is what they're seeking, and it's not widely available. So programs like Soha and what Leila is doing is making she's building awareness, and she's actually making a product which is available to buy. At the same time, that's been a lot in the consumer products, and we're now extending that into the homewares. And so that's what we're doing with Design Days, is that we're showing different products that can be used, like the ottomans, how they can be applied in the home, and hopefully that's going to have appeal in the domestic market in particular. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's tremendous potential.
Mm-hmm. And the building of homeware and the building of functional design in the home, how much interest is there from the community, the Emirati community and the artisans here, to get involved in that side of things, not just the basket weaving and the products, but actually building chairs and tables and being part of that?
I can speak on behalf of one of our artisans that is actually representing, his work is in the show itself. His name is Abdallah Salam, and he's actually creating these very beautiful ceramics. He has been very, very proactive in this show itself. He is there every single day, working the room, showing his work. He's very proud. He's very proud of his heritage, of his work, and he's looking to the future. So that's one example of the level of interest. I think when it comes to ottomans and the more kind of heavy stuff, there's a little bit of work that needs to go there, and Leila can actually tell you more about that. Mm-hmm. We have to speak on behalf of also Mira Ghanem and other emerging designers that are not necessarily Emirati, but they come from the UAE. And they are also very proud of the Emirati heritage. and what's available and the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. And later, from your perspective, how much interest is being shown in the, in Rebecca's words, the heavier side of design and artisanship here?
Yeah, each country is proud of its own patterns and its own crafts, and I think that's what we're trying to do with Sura. We're trying to build bridges between the market and the artisans, and the educate. We also do a lot of awareness in universities to educate future design students, and also we try to link artisans with designers, just like we are in Design Days Dubai, to make people aware of the raw materials that exist, but also of the crafts, so they can incorporate them in their designs.
How much interest is there in the raw materials for maybe not products being made here, but for people or companies to use the raw materials coming out of the UAE?
Well, I think probably the most surprising factor is the camel leathers that come from Al Khazna Tannery. They're really quite stunning. You've got plain camels, you've got woven camels, almost like a Bottega Veneta bag. They're really stunning. And when you tell people that it's made in the UAE and Abu Dhabi, and also they're camels, that's the most surprising thing. It's not expected. Mm. Obviously, the beauty of each furniture piece is... A large part of that is due to the beauty of the materials, like the sadu fabrics and the hus, and people can see that quality shining through. Mm-hmm. So,
and is there a typical Emirati design when it comes to the fabrics and the weaves? Is there something that I would say, oh yes, that's definitely an Emirati design, Leila?
I would say telly is a sort of not embroidery, but sort of weave that is using metal threads and used to decorate women's kandura sleeves. It's very Emirati, and we're trying to incorporate it in various women's accessory and also corporate gifts. But also the sadu, even though the sadu, it's a Bedouin tradition, it's not just the UAE, but I think all over the GCC it could be found. But there are some patterns on the sadu that are of Emirati origin. Mm-hmm. Palm leaf is also, I think there's weaving everywhere with some plant leaves in different countries, but of course the palm trees is a very precious Emirati tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, Leila Benghassem and Rebecca Micklewraith, just before you go, Rebecca, can you tell us where people can come and see some of the work with your involvement with Dubai Design Days?
Okay, well, we'll be delighted to see them. It's at Design Days Dubai, which is on Emaar Boulevard. Mm-hmm. There's actually a tent that's being constructed, and it's just before the Burj Khalifa. Mm-hmm. And it's on until Wednesday the 21st.
Excellent. Well, all the very, very best for local Bai design, and thanks for coming on in.
Thank you. I would like to say
a huge big thank you to all of my guests today who have made for a great show. Tomorrow you can come and join me down at the Sick Affair while I'll be broadcasting live out at the Bastik here. So check out what the local UAE art scene has to offer and say hi to me and the Dubai Eye team. You can check out all the details of what's happening from tomorrow at the Sika website, which is sikka.ae. So again, thanks to all of my guests for their time today. And thank you to you, our listeners, for sharing part of your day with me.